Hello, and I'm Demelza. Welcome to Technology Today, where we discuss some of the issues surrounding technology at the forefront of society. Today we are discussing the long-time partnership between technology and education, and how this has evolved, including ethical issues surrounding it, and what technology may look like in our classrooms of the future. From chalkboards to iPads, there is no doubt that the classroom has had to adapt to many technological changes, and deliver lessons in new and interesting ways. I can still remember being taught with chalkboards, so it is an interesting evolution to now be an educator planning lessons that include iPads or interactive whiteboards. With all this change comes responsibility, things we were oblivious to before in the chalkboard age. As we make the world smaller and accessible at our fingertips, there are things that are real concerns which must be addressed. How do we keep students safe in our ever-evolving classrooms? What are these things of concern that now need addressing? In the early days of computing at school, the focus was fun and development of key skills for the future. A paper by Marion et al. 2024 describes the focus of computing in school for fun and life skills as a naive approach. In the 21st century, with the advent of social media, which allows users to be creators since 2005, we must be vigilant about the content that students may create. Marion et al. 2024 highlights that research into ethics of technology use in the classroom exponentially increased in 2020, and this would make sense since all educational settings were forced online at this time because of the pandemic. This was a time we were met with unprecedented challenges that educational settings were not prepared for. Data protection is not just a buzzword in our technological society, but it has been thrust into the forefront of the education sphere. Marion et al. 2024 makes a great observation stating that data protection has always been a concern to schools, but data was paper-based and locked away with only staff having access to it. In this technological age, many people outside of school sphere can access sensitive information about students. As we have swapped the blackboards of the past and embraced the virtual technologies of the future, safeguarding is incorporated into everything we do as educators. And so we will need to revisit these questions and improve solutions as technology progresses. What will our classrooms of the future look like? An article by BBC Science Focus magazine analyzed this question and proposed some exciting changes in the way students engage and obtain information. Instead of passively taking notes, they will be immersed in their learning with a greater emphasis on problem solving. We are seeing this already with project-based learning being incorporated across curriculum, giving students who do not learn by rote an opportunity to showcase skills that are not often promoted in old way of education. Teachers will have a wealth of data to track student progress from the use of biometrics for attendance tracking and attitude to learning, to adaptive AI tools that create a bespoke learning experience for students. We will not be going back to chalkboard, so it will be necessary for educators to improve their technological skills so digital literacy teacher training may be the norm alongside safeguarding training in schools for the future. A teacher may be able to allow students to explore the Colosseum from the classroom with the assistance of virtual reality programs. An article by Purdue University, The Evolution of Technology in the Classroom, states that 83% of higher education students have a laptop and 50% have a smartphone. So the technology was seen as a decadent luxury in a household, and now it is a necessity in our digital age. BBC Science Focus magazine predicts Earth's population to be around 9.8 billion by 2050, and 90% of people will have internet access. Technology both at home and in the classroom is evolving, and we need to make it a safe space while we utilise the ways it improves our lives. Join me next time for another episode.